time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, February 26, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Going to take a short break here for the news from Lansing regarding the State of the State address. Just got this sent into the radio station. Science, once again, confirms the Bible as being a true account of our history. In the Bible, there says there was a great earthquake when Jesus died on the cross. This is according to Matthew 27, verses 50 through 54. Well, now, scientists have found real evidence that this, in fact, did happen. A group of geologists studied the ground near the Dead Sea and found signs of a small earthquake that happened between 26 and 36 AD. This range was given by the geologists only because they don't have complete underground evidence of photographs, which they plan to get soon. Well, this time frame matches the exact time when Jesus was crucified. Some of the other researchers looking into the evidence believe that they can pinpoint the exact date of Jesus's crucifixion. It took place on Friday, April 3rd, 33 AD. Well, in Matthew 27, he wrote, "The earth shook, rocks split, and the pillars of the temple tore in two," quote, end quote. Science and the Bible now coming together for an exact match. How amazing is that? Creation itself testified when the Son of God breathed his last words. Rocks split. The ground shook. Everything was absolutely according to the recording of Scripture by Matthew. Now, scientists being able to confirm the Bible. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's happening. Science is finally going to new levels. They predict, by the way, in this story, that through the use of artificial intelligence, they're going to absolutely be able to recreate the actual earthquake. That this is going to be cool to watch when they produce that. Pretty interesting story. And again, want to remind you guys, this coming Sunday, March 1st. Yeah, it's happening. This Sunday, March 1st. If you're used to getting up for work, 7:30 to 8 o'clock, check out The Flatline with Rick Hughes. 10 biblical principles to lead your life by. 7:30 to 8 every Sunday here on the radio station, the two websites, and the two phone apps. 7:30 to 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Check it out. We'll move back to Lansing, get into these stories. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I'm going to take a little break from Lansing because they got another breaking news alert at the radio station that I just read during the break. FBI Director Kash Patel, while testifying in front of a Senate committee, basically brought on as a response to the U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Minnesota District 5. While testifying, he stopped talking for a second as he reached back to get a folder from an aide. The Senate committee was droning in on a border bill when Kash Patel stood up and slowly reached back to get an unmarked folder from an aide sitting behind him. He didn't speak for a full 9 seconds. He opened up the file and then began to read. Now, this was a Senate hearing about a border bill. Illegal immigrants, refugees, was basis for the entire hearing. He then read from the file. Ilhan Omar, Minnesota congressman from the 5th District of Minnesota. Public narrative. She was a refugee survivor, a truth teller. Private reality. $4.2 million from the Somali Relief Fund that never reached Somali. Zero IRS filings. No tax returns. One offshore bank account in the Cayman Islands opened the very same week she voted to defund ICE. He flipped the page. Exhibit. Final bank wire. March 14, 2025. $1.1 million from Omar Family Trust to a Shell LLC in Dubai. Memo line. For the transfer was to pay for her brother's wedding, quote unquote, was the memo in the bank wire. Brother? He's been dead since 2019. The wedding? It never happened. Money? Gone. Kash Patel then looked straight at Omar, who was sitting in the gallery, not part of the Senate hearing. Kash Patel, the FBI director, looked at her and said, "Darling, you didn't escape a war. You imported one into America's taxpayers' wallet." He then sat back in his chair, glaring at Omar, and sat silent for 42 seconds. Omar's face went ash white. AOC's phone, who was sitting next to Omar, her phone slipped out of her hand and landed on the floor. Schumer's gavel hovered but was paralyzed. C-SPAN said that their viewership of this committee hearing hit 89 million viewers throughout the day. It became the fastest 1 billion post trend in history in just 19 minutes. Omar fled the gallery. She got up and walked out. Kash Patel's last line, soft as a coffin closing, the myth just got receded. Truth doesn't need a visa. The unmarked folder is now federal evidence. What about Ilhan Omar's career? The days might be numbered for this lady. Absolutely amazing. Just got that sent as a newsflash into the radio station. So that's what's happening in Washington, D.C. Pretty interesting. One story that caught my eye was about a data center here in Michigan. State Representative Steve Cara, Republican of Three Rivers, tried to tie Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and her husband into a conflict of interest with a data center and tax subsidies during testimony in the House Subcommittee in Corporate Subsidies and State Investments yesterday. While testifying, retired senior management consultant Christy Gillenwater was asked by Representative Cara if she saw a problem with Ryan Fredericks, Benson's husband, being the vice president of development for one of the companies working on the enormous Saline Township data center project, where 1,000 people spoke during the Michigan Public Service Commission in person and by submitting written testimony back on December 3rd last year, 2025. Well, Gillenwater responded to the question. That is absolutely a problem. She agreed with Cara that Stephen Ross, the billionaire owner of the Miami Dolphins and founder of related companies, gave money to Benson for her governor campaign while employing her husband to get the development contract for his OpenAI and Orca-backed data center. Absolutely raises ethical concerns. Gillenwater went on to say, to see this kind of individual, Stephen Ross, could have so much influence over our lives, over our economy, and our state, and for Ms. Benson to have patronage of someone like Stephen Ross is definitely more than a conflict of interest. It's a hazard for our state. Representative Cara then asked if the sales and use tax exemption signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer was just setting up something beneficial for Benson and her family before she ran for governor, or was it just a coincidence? Gillenwater's response, I believe that was the plan all along. Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, going to be the Democrat nominee for governor. Her husband, Ryan Fredericks, is a consultant for and absolutely set up Stephen Ross's planned data center here in Michigan, Saline Township. Are you kidding me? Not only donating to her campaign for governor, but hired her husband. Oh my God, this, you can't make this stuff up. Just another example of the deep swamp environment we have in Lansing. And now she wants to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Democrats, you need to seriously take another look at Chris Swanson or somebody else. You have until April 21st to get the signatures. Because if this kind of information gets out during the November election with her as the Democrats' candidate, I can see the Perry Johnson commercial right now. Even Mike Duggan, the independent. This is going to be absolutely brutal for the Democrats' candidate. But it just came out yesterday. Very, very, very interesting. Let's see, where did that other story go? I just had it pulled up. Oh, there it is. they've got bills in Lansing. Seriously, you absolutely have to waste the resources and the time to turn these into bills. Well, evidently you have to. Parents who were horrified after learning that their children's karate instructor was a registered sex offender helped spearheaded bills that would prohibit sex offenders from working at or owning businesses whose services target children. Jessica Zibelman, Deputy Director of the State Appellate Defender's Office, Miriam Ackerman, a senior staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, raised constitutional concerns about House Bills 5425 and 5426. Zibelman told the House Judiciary Committee, "I too am a parent. I have 7-year-old twin girls, and I would do anything to protect them. But these bills don't do that." Senior staff attorney of the ACL, Ackerman, added, "These bills is certainly well-intentioned, but it is also flatly unconstitutional. There are ways to address parental concerns that don't violate the state's constitution." Well, State Representative Matthew Berline, Republican of Vassar, who introduced both the bills, said current law does not prohibit registered sex offenders from operating or working in businesses that cater to children, including summer camps, dance studios, martial art facilities, or even tutoring and or youth sports venues. These proposed legislation bills closes this dangerous gap we have in our laws. The bills are about strengthening protections for children and ensuring our laws are consistent. If we believe children should be protected in schools, the same principles should extend to other environments designed primarily for them. Berlin says the bills put the onus on the offender, not on the businesses. Well, Republican State Representative Mike Harris of Clarkston questioned if it would prohibit a registered sex offender from volunteering at a nonprofit or parks and recreations facility. Berline said it should, but he'd have to check if that is also covered under the proposed legislation. Well, Berline said, "If it's not included, I will happily amend my bills." Zibelman said the burden should be on the businesses themselves and not on 45,000 people that are on the sexual offenders registration list. You need to be focused on the businesses, not the offenders. State Representative Gina Johnson, "We all share remorse, regret, and guilt. We have to forgive ourselves for all sorts of things we've been exposed to for our children unknowingly. But we do need to do something about this."